are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. Welcome, welcome. We are going to hop right into today's topic. We are talking myths about love. And this is the final episode of our love series. And next month, we're going to hop into something new. But for this last one, we really just wanted to wrap everything up to talk about what are some myths, things that we believe about love. And I'll go first. One of the biggest things that I see, I have to work on for myself and then also with other people, is you have to be careful to not compare your real life to what you see on TV. So if you're watching social media or any of those things, that romantic comedies, that what you see there, that's not real life. Things always magically work out. And most romantic comedies, things do. There's normally ups and downs that they show, but things resolve very quickly. And that's not how things always work in real life.
And the thing about that is, it's not just romantic comedies. I'm a Hallmark watcher. I mean, I really like it. And the reason I like it is because it doesn't require a lot of my thought. I can do other things while it's on because the plot is the same. The plot is basically the same. Different faces, a little different, but the plot is going to be the same. You know who's going to put who 9 times out of 10. However, in life, this is the key. In life, whether you're looking on a social media platform and somebody is standing there and, you know, they're showing all this amazing love and all of, you know, this, all of this stuff, YouTube, whatever, remember not to use their issue in your life because their issue is not what you're dealing with. Number two is the greater you know yourself when it comes to myths about love, who trained you about love? What are your thoughts about love? All of those things. And then look at what the reality in your life, and if there's something you can do to shift it, great. But if you can't, and that's not realistic, then move on. So give yourself an opportunity to enjoy love, and not just in a romantic sense, because one of the myths about love is that it's only found in a romantic relationship. And that's not the case, you know, unless it's your child or whatever. I have girlfriends that I love. I have people I love that I can't be in a room with them because they're toxic. Just because you love someone does not mean that you have to be around them. You have to give them your energy, your space, your whatever, right? I can love a person at a distance because I am in a safe place.
Yes, I love that. And so with, can you repeat the one that you just said? Do you remember it?
Which one? No. I mean, the one about the myth of love is looking at and comparing yourself to other situations, or which one?
No worries. But one of the ones we want to talk about is that it's going to be easy. So that love should come easy. And it is work, but I also think that it shouldn't hurt. And what I mean by hurt is if at the very beginning, if there are already major red flags, if there are already things that are happening, definitely watch out for those things. But people aren't going to magically know exactly what I need or exactly what I want. And then I don't look to somebody else to fulfill everything. That no one person can fill all of that. And it's unfair to expect them to.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to Hallmark. There's this show coming on Hallmark. I think it's this weekend where the girl is a sculptor. And she sculpts, you know, people, she can't find nobody. She can't find a guy. She can't find a guy. So she does this sculpt and she freaks out. She said, oh my gosh, she blinked at me. So it's like she created him. And the reason I'm bringing that up is not about Hallmark. It's deeper than that. Sometimes we find somebody or we build or want to build a relationship and we look and say, well, they have good bones. And when I say that, I'm not saying they're physical bones. I'm just like, you know, they're not, you know, they're not so bad. Well, I can help them. And whether that's male or female, that's not just a female thing. That's a male thing too. I can help them. Well, maybe they've never really known love. So I'm going to love them so much that they'll understand love. All of those things. Remember that sometimes when we're with someone and they're in one state, as they mature and grow, we sometimes get an opportunity to not be with the person because you can't control another person's thoughts, emotions, any of that stuff. So when we're in relationship, make sure you know you. I'm going back to the same thing. Make sure you know you and know what you enjoy. And then as you live your life, you can see what you want to do.
I love that. And I love that you also, another little tip is to make sure that within relationships that we're not trying to, that we're being realistic about what we want and what the other person can do. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes what I'm expecting, what I want might be against what the person is even capable of. And being honest with yourself about, okay, is this person capable of loving me the way that I want?
The other thing though, is that love doesn't come with, you know, because I love you, we always agree. You know, that there's no ebbs and flows in relationships. So I'm going to use a great example, and I hope you hear because I like examples. Okay, let's talk about your heartbeat. Your heartbeat has, I'm not going to act like I'm a doctor and talk about systolic and all that. I'm not going to talk about that. It goes up and down, the measure of your heartbeat, right? If you're looking at your heart scan, it has up and down beats, right? So life is like that. Love is like that. If your heart beats like that, then it has where it beeps and then it pushes blood. You know, it has those things that it's doing, right? The same thing happens in love. Love is not perfect. That's a myth. Love is not perfect. Everything is not rainbow and roses. It's just not. There's going to be times when you're with your partner who you love, who you love, right? But they're not going to agree with you. You're going to change something and they're going to say, why did you do that? And you was like, damn it. You know, there's a nicer way to say it or whatever. But they may say something to harm you unintentionally, or they may hurt your feelings unintentionally. That's the key. But going back to what Patrice said is when you're around somebody, remember that. I'm going to say what she said last time. She said, Maya Angelou talks about it. She said, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. So don't go in trying to change them. And don't be the person who every time you're in a new relationship, maybe you start converting and changing and all of that. Because then you end up being not knowing who you are and what you desire.
I love that. And often in relationships, we give the love that we want. Mm. And so communication becomes key. And we have talked. If you search our podcast list, we talk about communication multiple times, but being able to be direct with it. I talk about being so indirect or kind of passive aggressive, or those things, people get really defensive, or they may not get what you're trying to communicate. Something that I've learned is to give people the benefit of the doubt. So if something happens that I can ask, I can say, this is what I heard. Is this what you meant? Or this is what happened. Was that what you were meaning? I'm like, oh no. Or if, oh yes, it was. Oh, I'm not okay with that. And then I can set a boundary versus me saying like, how could you, you know, getting really, you know, and then the person can get defensive. Like, I didn't even, it's like, you're right. Like it can really escalate into a bigger problem. If I first go in with, this is what you said. Is this how I'm taking what you said? Was this what you meant?
Getting communication is one of the greatest things that we can use in any relationship. Mm-hmm. However, when we are in love or we have love for another person, and there's several different types of love, right? So when you love someone, this is the key. Communication becomes an amazing tool that you use so that you stay and understand where they are and where you are.
And in every situation I've ever seen, it never happens automatically. Because I think sometimes we think, oh, the right person, it's just going to work. It's just going. And it might for a moment, but people grow and change. And so what the communication style, the things that worked year one of a relationship is going to be very different from year 20 of a relationship. And so just making sure to be intentional and to continue to work on things.
And remember this, sometimes you're in a relationship that may appear to be love, whether it be romantic or otherwise, when you're in a relationship, right? But people can be your constituent. They can be your comrade, right? And then they can be in your life forever, right? But constituents are people that you're going after the same thing, you voted, whatever. Constituents, you're after the same thing. But once that path is over, they kind of exit your life because they're on to something else. Comrades, you're fighting together, you're working together, you have a vision that's similar, you enjoy the vision of each other. But then once they are filled or whatever, they may leave your life. So don't confuse, this is a myth, do not confuse love with the fact that you are agreeing with where I'm going or you are partnering with me in some regard. That may not be love. It may just be that I'm your constituent or someone who believes in some of the things you believe in.
And if people are starting at this episode, please make sure to go back to the self-love one, because filling your own tank is really, really important. Especially if I'm feeling unfulfilled in my relationships or I'm feeling certain things, I have to take a look at where I am, making sure that I know myself and I know what I need. What are some of your final tips with this topic?
Well, I'll say this. I'll say that when you believe that you're in love with someone, step back to review how you really feel, to really analyze what you're thinking, number one.
So like with a clear head, is that what you mean?
Yeah, with clarity, that's good. Because sometimes you're so close to the situation that you really can't see it, number one. But in number two, because you only give me one, but I need to give two. The other one is when you think there's a possibility that somebody is in your life and you're thinking, I really have feelings for this person, I really have feelings for me, whatever. Could you bring your friends around? Could you let your friends check them out or your family or somebody? And you say, no, there ain't time yet. Before you take this dive into the deep end of the pool, talking about how deep y'all are involved or how much you love them, you might want to let other people just spend some time with them or spend time in their circles. And if they have no circles, be concerned.
So I like the show Love is Blind because they're always like, is love really blind? Because they start out with just forming a connection with the person without having seen the person. And then once they physically see the person and once they go into their real life, is love really blind? And what I would say in that experiment, what first happens is more of a, I think that's a very early stage. I wouldn't call that like a deep love. Like when you first meet somebody, when you're first connecting with them, when you have a lot of things in common, I think that's more of a, like an affection. Like, I think that's a lower level. And then once you actually meet people, because even if I do want my love to be based on who the person is and all those things, I'm not going to be blind to red flags. So the most recent season had like a whole lot of drama to the fact that they had like love after the altar. They've had, you know, additional shows where they followed these couples because there has been a lot of drama. Let me know in the comments if you want for me to talk about some of that. I will. But I think being able to, as my mom was saying, stay grounded and balancing, because I don't think love should be all logic and then it's not all heart. I want to find a way to balance what I feel with what I see and what I think, because I think it takes more to be able to make something last for a long time. So,
yeah. And that's the goal, right? The goal is not to just to get in to dive out. The resource that I'm going to give you, Patrice, maybe think of, is Bishop T.D. Jakes has this book called Before I Do. And it has great questions in it. Miles Monroe has questions as well. Just, you know, play with them, enjoy them, you know, just laugh and talk with them, chat with them, find out who they are, not who they are in social, not who they are or they portray themselves to be, because many people have dated a representative, not the real person. So just be careful with that. And that way, you know, more information.
And if anyone wants, because I can link in the comments, I have a video talking about tips to find a couples therapist, because couples and family therapists are extremely hard to find. Just because somebody goes to couples therapy does not mean that it'll work. Because I was asked that question, what's the percentage of people that after couples therapy that stay together? And really that, because there are a lot of variables and factors that go into that. And so if you want more information on that, please let me know. But we are glad that you listened. We just wanted to do this wrap up February with talking about love. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.